Rubber game of the series between the Brewers and Yankees. Masahiro Tanaka on the hill in the Bronx for New York going up against Jimmy Nelson. We pick it up in the first inning. Scoreless game. Two men on for Travis Shaw facing Tanaka.
And there's a long fly ball deep right field. And it's 3-0 Brew Crew on a mammoth shot from Travis Shaw.
1-1 coming back. Vogt drives one into right center field. Judge is back. Ellsbury is back. It is gone. Into the bullpen for Stephen Vogt. It's 4-0 Brewers. And now first pitch swinging is Frazier. This is to deep right center. Santana's back. Broxton's back. And it is gone. Clint Frazier's done it again. His second in as many days. And it's a 4-3 ball game.
Ellsbury at first. And there's a long drive to right field, and it is hooking, fair ball, it's gone.
I don't know.
I think it's a foul ball, Rock. It never disappeared.
Yep.
Foul ball.
1-0 pitch to Sanchez. Line to right. Santana back, and he leaps, and he makes the catch on the warning track.
The Brewers take 2 out of 3 from the Yankees heading into the All-Star break, winning this one 5-3. The Yanks finish 1-for-16 with runners in scoring position. The Milwaukee bullpen goes 4 scoreless frames, and Travis Shaw finishes with 2 hits and 4 RBIs. The Brewers take the rubber game from the Yankees. Manager Craig Counsell spoke after.
Well, it's a fun game is what I say, and hopefully we got a bunch of games like that ahead of us. So they're only going to get, they're going to be more fun than that and more nerve-wracking, whatever. It's, it's a great baseball game. They did a heck of a job. I mean, I would say Jared Hughes was certainly did an incredible job today, pitching a third day in a row and got some huge outs. Oliver Drake was outstanding again, and Carlos got 2 big outs. So, and then, Corey, I was hoping we could get Corey back out there today, and it's great for Corey. He's been so on it all year, and had a little hiccup yesterday, but get right back out there and prove it again, and he did.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. I mean, he's it's consistency, and got up in a big spot first inning again. We put a big number on him in the first inning and held on. And he had obviously the base hit against Shreve when they bring in a lefty to face him was a big add-on run for sure.
Travis Shaw belts his 19th homer of the season and finishes with 2 hits and 4 RBIs.
Yeah, it was good. Grabbed the momentum early. Let Jimmy go out there with a nice cushion. He did a really good job today. Worked out of a couple jams and bullpen came in and shut it down. Yeah, it was good. We wanted to win the series, obviously. Send us out on a good note and Corey to bounce back today, that was big. Big first inning for us, getting out ahead, taking the momentum away from them. It was kind of a perfect day all around.
Corey Knebel notches the save as the Brewers take 2 out of 3 from New York.
It was big. It was big for me, big for the team. They all stuck with me even after last night, so it was good. Big win for us. Beginning, I couldn't find it, but to be able to throw that 3-2 in the 8th inning, it came back to kind of confidence and found it in the 9th and just rode it out, trying to throw strikes.
The Brewers finished the first half of their season with a 50-41 record atop the NL Central.